Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With a love for the underdog. Like the
all right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Another guy we've always appreciated rocking with us is Markel Crawford. He's a former Tiger. He is now a Memphis Hustle guard, professional basketball player. They got a big win last night. They're in studio. He's in studio right now. He joins us, Brother Markel Crawford. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Man, it sounds like your voice has gotten deeper since you've become a professional, bro.
That's how it is. Get ready for those interviews.
Get ready for the interviews. Tell me about the win last night.
Oh, big win.
Yeah, y'all going playoffs.
Yeah, playoff push, making a big playoff push. And I think like the last eight or so games we've had, all playoff teams.
Yep.
All teams that we're pushing to get the same spot in the playoffs for that 4, 5, or 6 seed. So, man, the games have been intense and it's been great competition. So
what's your coach like? You got Brad Johnson. Tell us about him. How's he?
Brad Johnson, man, he is the man. I love playing for him. He's a great coach, great guy off the court. You know, he encourages all the guys. You know, tell you when you was wrong, and you know, just a great people person, and puts us in the best positions to win.
He was telling us before the season when we had him, that having a guy like you, he felt like you were one of the guys that he would be able to lean on. Have you found that to be the case? I know you average about 25 minutes, average about 10 and 4 for this team. Seems like you play quite a bit.
I play quite a bit. I mean, like I said, whenever he needs me to get in and do exactly what he wants me to do, I do it, whatever to help the team. And I mean, he does a good job of, you know, telling guys, you know, what they need to do, their roles, and then guys do a good job of, you know, doing what they have to do.
What's the best part of being a professional basketball player?
No school.
No school.
Biggest thing, yeah. No work. Not having to wake up for work. And
I ain't gonna lie, cause you didn't put much into your internship with us.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, you were here. You showed up.
That's the thing.
I actually thought he had it was a great effort.
I thought I did pretty good.
Yeah, man, that was a great.
I been better.
No, I'm giving you a hard time.
Yeah. I did pretty good though.
You were outstanding.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and think I'm like late for class. You know, I've been out of school for like 5 years. You know.
Yes, I mean
school's hard.
Yeah. School is not for everybody, man.
But tell me about when you are a professional, now everything that you do in the day is lined up in terms of being a professional. I imagine that can be quite the grind, too. Is it,
it
what
is,
you expected
I
it
was,
to be?
It's more planned out, though, so you can get your schedule and you have more leeway of what you have to do. And besides just having to do something and it's stressing, at least you're doing something all day just dealing with what you love and don't have to get your focus off anything else just besides that.
Who've been some of the guys that you've gotten close with on the team?
The whole team, actually. We have a great group of guys. Some of my guys, you know, Tariq Phillip, Dusty Hannes, of course, Kyle Casey, my boy Yuta, Big Darrell Moore. So shout out to the whole team. Like I said, a great group of guys. We love being around each other.
Yuta got game.
Yuta's nice.
Like his shot, you know.
He's perfect. He's a perfectionist. And the thing about him, man, he loves to be perfect. Always in the gym. Last one out the gym, first one in the gym. So, I mean, it's great to see.
What's it been like in terms of the support and everybody sort of getting the word out? Is that something that you find yourself having, y'all know? Or do people, when they see you, say, yeah, man, you with the Hustle, saw you last night, you score? Is it something that you still got folks got to get the word out more on?
Right. Well, for me, man, people still keep up with
me. That's what I thought.
Somehow, I don't know how. I'm guessing Facebook. You know, like you say, guys always come up to me, you know, tell me my amount of points and correcting me on my amount of points I've had the night before.
Everybody's still following
me. Yeah, so, yeah, just for me, if people still follow me, it's good for me, and I appreciate it.
Does it feel like you're close? Does it feel like you're close?
I'm very close. That's the thing, I know that I'm close. And just for me, man, just to keep pushing and just trying to be the best that I can be and be ready for my opportunity.
You know, a lot of guys, when they do this, right, they understand it requires discipline, and sometimes it's not going to happen for you as fast as you want it to. So how have you kind of navigated all that and just staying disciplined and working hard?
Just for me, man, it's patience. I mean, it can't be any worse than what I've been doing to get here. The way I've been waiting to even get to this position from what I've been through, I mean.
No doubt.
It can't be any harder. I can wait a little bit more. That's how I look at it. And, everybody's. No, chance is different. Everybody's time comes at a different time. So for me, I'm just staying patient. When it's my time, then just my time.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis Hustle guard Markel Crawford here in studio. I want to ask you about Jeremiah Martin. Y'all on the same team, right?
Yeah,
y'all played a year.
Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was a freshman. He was a young one.
I mean, isn't it crazy to consider like how? I mean, he didn't play that much as a freshman, and now he's going to finish in the top 10 all time at Memphis.
Yeah, that's man. That's I'm proud of you.
How does that happen?
Man, that's a guy. That's one of those guys that beats adversity. It's a guy that persevered. A guy that, man, a hardworking guy, stays in the gym. And
yep.
Like I said, he's one of those, the Memphis guy that's real gritty, does it for his city. And when he plays, he makes sure everybody knows, you know, where he's from. And he just plays hard as he can, works his tail off.
How hard, I didn't have this down, but I want to go here. How hard is it when you are a young father? Yesterday we were supposed to have Jeremiah on the show.
Right.
He didn't call in when he was supposed to. We were all disappointed because it's a big interview. He's one of the best players in the AAC. And then afterwards he texts me. He's with his sick daughter because nobody else to watch her. They had fallen asleep together. And you just talked about how tough it was being an athlete and having to do the school too, the student-athlete
right.
thing. When you're doing it as a young father and then you make the strides he's made, like, how tough is it balancing all that, particularly when you're a young dad, man?
Yeah. See, when I was a young dad, I mean, I wasn't doing the things Jeremiah was doing. See, the thing Peso is doing right now, and, you know, for him being a brand new father, it's going to be tough for him. I think, you know, he has the right amount of people around him that's going to help him throughout that. But I think he can get through that, and I think, I mean, it's just the guy he is. Like I say, he's a guy that perseveres all the time. And I think just him having that daughter is going to help him on and off the court. And he's going to be a great father.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've been seeing him lately. He's been a great father. And for him to do that is a big step in you. Yeah.
Much like yourself, brother, much like yourself. Tell me this. What advice would you give him? Because I look at him much like you and a guy that once he gets done, even though Markel, with this great season he's had, he's still going to have to prove some things when it comes
right.
to that next level.
Yeah.
What advice would you give him on that and being patient and rolling through the grind?
Like you said, just rolling through the grind, just rolling through it, taking the punches. Going with the nicks and bruises, man, just being a tough guy. And for him, man, it won't be hard.
You think he can do it?
I think he can do it, man.
He does a lot now.
He does a lot, man. The way he works, he just, man, however you want him to do it, he's going to do it. I mean, he's a tough guy, so he's not going to let anybody run over him. He's going to compete at a high level night in and night out. So for him, I'll just tell him, like I said, to stay patient. And, going into next year with a chip on his shoulder,
yep.
like he always has, and
mm-hmm.
just dominate, compete. Compete at the highest level. The guys at this next level love compete. Guys, they compete, and they're going
to
love them.
Yeah, you're going against, like, grown men out there trying to put that. I mean, it's different, right?
Oh, yeah, it's different.
I mean, it's grown men trying to put
that. Gotta love it, though.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Got to.
What, Markel, what does it say about Jeremiah? I mean, this is a guy who's played for three different coaches at Memphis. I mean, he committed to, you know, Mike White, ended up at Memphis, had
right.
three. What does it say about him that he stayed the whole way? Because, like, you just don't see that. Like,
right.
you don't see that in guys, you know, and it's normal, you know. I mean, you went to Ole Miss,
right.
you know, guys. What does it say about him that he stuck through all of that and
it's
ended up here?
It's tough to do. Being a guy from Memphis, it's tough to do. You know, on the negative feedback you're going to get, the positive feedback you're going to get. And for him, man, I think, man, that's big. He was the typical Memphis guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I was born and raised in Memphis, he was looked at as the typical Memphis guy from Walker Homes. And, I mean, he's came from a lot, and for Jeremiah to reach the milestones he's reached and to do it, like you said, through three coaches,
yep.
I think it shows, you know, the discipline of him and he's great at being coached, a coachable player.
No doubt.
And he just came in to work. For every coach came in to work, and I doubt any coach has had any negative things to say about him.
Yeah.
How much of an advantage has it been for you to have this opportunity with the Hustle and be able to be, you know, still be close to your home base, where you have a son? How much of an advantage has it been?
Oh, it's big for me, man. Like, you know, when I was at Ole Miss, my family had difficulties getting on planes and coming to see me play. And for me to be home for my son and
mm-hmm.
right down the road. And, like, for me, man, I'm a big guy of support. And I actually run off support. So just for my support system to be so close and, you know, me to reach out and touch him right there, it's good for me, and, you know, helps me night in, night out play well.
Are you a guy, because we've talked about it with guys that have had to go overseas and they leave. I mean, you in many cases, you leave your family behind. You do it to take care of them.
Right.
But is that something you're prepared to if it ever comes to that? You know what I'm saying? You've got this advantage right now.
Right.
But I guess when you're a pro, you like you said, you got to roll with things.
I mean, like, yeah, you always got to roll with it. And, I'm going to be prepared for whatever it is, whatever works out for me. And like you said, whatever I have to do to take care of my family, I'm just going to do that. Can't just be, I mean.
Little boy's good,
man. Yeah. Yeah, little boy's
How
good.
How is it?
Oh,
I know, he's long.
Man.
Y'all got all the size on. So
yeah, he's growing up. He's a handful right now. He's
How old starting, is he?
Four. He'll be four five in up. April, mm-hmm. yeah. So he's starting to get that. I'm tall, so I get a little leeway.
Nah, see, he's taking CJ's scholarship because he's got Markell's size.
You know, yeah, my 5-year-old
scholarship, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's
oh, he will take.
That's the game, though.
It is the game.
That's the way
game.
It goes.
Because these little kids now, all these kids coming up now, I don't know what it is. They're different.
How so?
Yeah, what you mean?
They're different. Like these kids in high school right now, like they're just doing stuff we never thought of.
Fearless.
It took us years to learn, like kids going through the legs, through the lane, off contact, stuff like that. Like this is next level. And I hope Mason is that nice. I really do.
I have no doubt he will be.
I really do.
I have no doubt he will be.
I really hope he's nice.
Hey, have you seen James Wiseman play?
I haven't seen him play live.
You haven't seen him play
live? I haven't seen him play
live. But you've seen, like, highlights?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think that's the kind of thing you're talking about. Like, he's 7 foot, can hit an elbow jumper. That's crazy.
Yeah, somebody asked me about him the other day. It's like, is he going to be that good? Is he, like, a program change? I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, he's 7 foot. He's athletic.
Yep.
Block shots, run the floor like a deer.
Yep.
7 foot, athletic.
Who's gonna guard him?
Nobody's
in the
gonna
AAC?
Guard him. They nobody's can't. Gonna guard him.
I mean,
I just
he's
seen
not
highlights
ball,
of him.
You know, like, he can run the floor.
Yeah, I've seen highlights of him, and like from playing college, guys in stints get lazy. It's like he can just all day.
He doesn't quit. Motor
day.
Running always.
As a motor and
yeah,
I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love to watch it. I'm gonna love it.
How good is Jeffries? How good is DJ?
I like Jeffries too. See, I wasn't really sold on Jeffries because I haven't really seen him like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was 6'8".
Yeah.
First of all.
He's a big dude.
I didn't know he could shoot like that.
He's every bit of 6'8".
Yeah, he
athletic.
Is.
Yeah. This was the thing. I didn't know he was 6'8". And I saw him play a little bit. He can shoot.
The excitement level feels like sort of that last class with y'all in it.
Right.
When we had, no question.
You know, when we had that nice
man.
Yep. Yeah. You, bro. Nick, Austin.
Pookie.
Yep,
big Karan. Dom, Karan.
Folks talking about national championships, remember back then?
Oh, man. They left me.
Who left you? Oh, everybody else?
The whole class left me.
You were the last one standing.
I'm like, come on.
Dang.
We supposed to do something special. We had the messages talking like, yeah, we're going to do something special. That just left.
Y'all had one shot at it.
We did.
Talk to Josh?
Nah, I haven't talked to him in a while. It's been a while.
I got you. Any of those guys? You still real close to?
I talked to Stoddy, of course, Coach Stoddy, all the time.
Yeah.
He's moving up fast.
Yeah, that's the man.
Yep.
That's about it. From that staff, really. I haven't really talked to Coach Kirby a lot. I mean, I was in college. I was seeing Coach Aki a whole lot. He's with Thunder. So
yep.
That's about it. But I really haven't talked to those guys.
And then you feel like, I mean, just looking at Penny, that it's going to take off and what he's bringing in. And
I can tell. The guy's going to be bought in.
Nobody going to be better dressed either.
Man.
Louis V.
You know what? I'm so pissed that. God,
say it.
Well, you wish you could have played for Penny?
I wish I could have played for Penny. I'm
going to say it.
I just want to see how I want to say it. I was going to say
it. I wonder how many feel just like you do, though. Like, for real. Like, everybody wishes right now.
I've talked to TB. I've talked to Karan.
Yeah.
Everybody feels the same way?
We all saying, like, oh, wow. Damn. Oh, Penny, you want to be the coach. When you probably could have been the coach.
He could have been the coach.
While he was here. I guess you were just, I don't know.
He was still, you know, cutting his teeth. He was coming up when y'all were in school. You know,
Wait, cut your teeth here. We have to cut your teeth, sir.
Straight. Would have been real straight.
Yeah, would have been good.
Hey, you know, he's going to the Dior and Louis Vuitton fashion shows in the summer. I mean,
what's he doing that for?
He takes fashion very seriously.
Big time into fashion.
He only wore 30 suits. They have 30. Yeah, he's different.
He is. He's got his own stylist.
I want to play for Penny.
Who wouldn't want to play for Penny?
Where you going?
Yeah, especially if you're from Memphis, no doubt.
Yeah, nobody's leaving.
It's
going to be tough.
You might know this because you know the hoop game in Memphis so well, and maybe you don't. Next big thing in Memphis just coming up through the ranks right now, whether it's in high school, whether it's, you know, not take out James Wiseman. We all know he's the number one prospect. But next big thing, have you seen Morrell at Whitehaven? And you've seen Jonathan Lawson. Like, next, maybe it's a guy younger than
I've always Is there Jonathan. One? I always thought Jonathan was going to be nice.
Like the best one of them?
Yeah, he's good. He got a lot to him.
No doubt.
So he be that tall. He's ninth grade.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's come up a guard, so he's got a little bit more.
Yeah. Lanky, too. Mm-hmm. He's been seeing, like, all his brothers. He's been learning from all of them. So he's basically been picking from all their game, and he's going
to
be good.
Memphis Hustle. We got to get down there to see y'all. Playoff bound.
playoff bound.
This is the year.
Big playoff push.
Y'all won't win the whole thing? I know your coach has won one before.
Yeah, that's the plan. We can. We started off in the year real hot.
Yep. You
know, dropped a little bit, but we picked it back up. And I think we could, we got a good chance.
Yep, next
compete
Friday.
With everybody.
Next Friday is the last home game against Oklahoma City, so get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me ask you this. Did you see the Russell Westbrook stuff last night?
Yeah, I did.
Have you? I mean, you obviously played in lots of road games,
right?
At Memphis and Ole Miss. Did you? Where did you get heckled the most?
Where did I get heckled the most? UConn.
Really?
I got heckled a lot at UConn.
UCF.
I never played good at UCF for some reason. They heckled a lot.
You almost dunked on one dude down there.
McBride, I remember that. Down there, though. I wish I could have got that one. I'd have been top 10.
So forever. UConn and UCF were the places you remember the most.
Yeah.
They say stuff like directly to you?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, they did. They was doing research.
Really? Like,
yeah,
what'd they say?
It's basic stuff like, yeah, your son ain't here to help you, know, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
Like, what you mean? Okay.
Dang, they getting personal.
Yeah, like, wow.
I mean, I didn't care, though. I'm different. You
I mean,
I just thought they were talking about your 3-point percentage or something.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was talking about my 3-point percentage? I think it was.
Man, it was one year you didn't even want to shoot him anymore.
Nah,
and I
wasn't.
Said, this
I'm
man
like,
can
nah,
hit
bro.
It. He won't even, it's in his head. I'm not going to take him anymore.
I'm not going to drop my percentage or.
It's just you're going to leave
if
it as
I make
it is.
A couple, what they going to do?
Right.
Just wait till the summer, get my shot better. Either. Wait till the summer. I'm not about to keep embarrassing myself. Confidence was all the way down. I wasn't doing it. But right now, yeah.
Yeah, it's your shot's there
yeah,
now.
Trey ball's there.
Yeah,
it has been ever since summer league.
No
yeah,
doubt.
Ever since
you showed out in the summer
it.
League.
Been
since then.
Feeling it.
Yeah, that must have been good for the confidence to just get going in the summer league.
Yeah,
you know, you feel like, I can do this.
Is that what they've good. Told you is the thing? You said Brad's real. It tells you what he needs. Is that just knock down three, play great defense?
Yeah, for
that's
me,
your way?
My biggest jump for me as a professional was having a cleaner game.
Gotcha.
Just
tell me what
more,
that means.
For me, it's just more catch shoot, more straight downhill.
Got you.
And for me, because, you know, I'm a more rhythm guy. I like to dribble into my shots, my hazy pulls.
Yep.
And they just wanted me to, you know, clean it because, I mean, hey, it's the paying guys $30 million to do that. So.
Right.
I mean, it's no need for me. They know I can do it, but it's for me just showing them what they need to see at the moment.
Every time.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Just get more precise and more clean.
Yep. You know we're rooting for you, brother.
Absolutely,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
Continued success.
Too. Yes, sir.
Always
might as well
catch
win
up.
the whole
might
ship,
as well.
Man.
Go win
why
the ship. Go do it, man.
Go hustle.
Go do it. Next Friday against Oklahoma City is the final home game as the Hustle continue to make that playoff push. He is Markell Crawford, man. Always good to catch up, man. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it.
Yep. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.